Yeah, it's one of the things you got to block out. You know, I think it's more mental. You know, you're always trying to do something, you know. When I drop a ball, I'm trying to make a play before I even – I mean, I see the play coming, and I'm trying to run before I catch it, and that's when I drop it. But when I don't, you know, I focus on the ball and catch it first, then you realize that no one's around you anyway. So you get opportunity to still be able to run.
What's unique about Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs and the two games that you've been with him in terms of his approach or his mentality on the field?
You know, he's a true leader, you know. I mean, his composure out there in that field is just amazing. You know, for a guy that's just in his third year of being a starter and his second playoff appearance, you know, you would think he'd be rattled. But this guy's not. You know, he's out there. He has so much composure. He tell us, just relax and let's play ball. And he's always laughing and making jokes. And, you know, it starts in practice, and we take that straight to the game.
Is that why he's so good in domes as well? It seems like his stats are better in domes than in outdoors. He kind of blocks everything out, and he can just play his game.
You know, I didn't even look at it like that, but I think he's just good all around. You know, I don't know if it's just domes outside. I think the guy plays well wherever he plays at. I mean, you think about he played well against the Giants here. He put up 45, you know, points. You know, you can't take that from him, and that's outside. So just imagine what you can do in the dome when it was no conditions like it was in, you know, the Giants game.
Donald, you've been to this point in the playoffs probably more than anybody else in this locker.
Yeah.
Did you take it upon yourself to say anything about?
Nope. No.
You should understand.
No, I don't think you, you know, words can only get you so far. You know, sooner or later you just got to play the game. I think, you know, everyone looks at how you play the game. You know, I think last week was a prime example. You know, I played with a lot of heart, you know, because it's one of those things you don't want to go home, you know. And when you don't want to go home, you know, I'm not ready to go to the house yet. I want to relax a little bit more and get to where, you know, my dream's been since I was a kid, and that's the Super Bowl. Once you get there and you win that thing, then you can go home and relax for a while.
Is it a little tough when you get this close, though, again? Is it tougher for you personally when you go home?
I don't know if it's tougher, you know. I just think you go back and you dwell on all the mistakes, you know, and it beats you down until the next year starts. So we're trying not to have that this year. We're trying to go ahead and go all the way, and then if we did make any mistakes, at least we got the ring on our finger that we could say, well, we made those mistakes, but we still won the whole thing.
What is it about the Georgia Dome that's forcing so many mistakes?
Say it again?
What is it about the Georgia Dome that's forcing so many mistakes for offense and teams going in there?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think we went down there, we played well. I don't think we did anything. You know, we had a couple of opportunities that we didn't capitalize on, but outside of that, I think we went down there and played a great game. You know, I think if you take those mistakes that we made on our own, take those back, we win the game.
Speaking of which, Donald, the red zone, that was the one issue you guys had down there. How much do you think about that, and how much do you say in a game like this, can't make mistakes because they don't make mistakes?
No, you know, our thing is that we know we can't turn the ball over. We have to be able to go out there and execute, and that's our mindset right now. You know, we know exactly what we did last time, and that cost us the game, but we still had a chance to win it, you know, at the end. You know, and if you don't, you know, they don't get a big return on the kickoff return, we don't get the penalty, then, you know, we go into overtime. You never know what can happen in overtime. So I think you just got to go out there and play your game. If you do that, you're going to be fine.
They're good at time of possession, and you guys only had the ball really for 7 drives. A limited amount of snaps against them. Is that a limited amount of information you got on that film or your experience going against them?
You know, we don't. You know, you kind of don't know what you're going to have. You know, I think we just got to go into this game knowing that we may have 7 or 8 opportunities. And we got to make sure that everyone knows 7 or 8 opportunities count, you know, because we got to keep them guys, you know, our thing is to keep our defense off the field. If we can keep our defense off the field and let them just relax, then it's going to be a great show.
You guys embracing the underdog role at this point?
I think we've been underdog all season long. It's not new, you know. You know, a lot of people told us we weren't going to get in. Now that we're in, a lot of people said, well, hey, they won't get past Philly. Hey, we got past Philly. Now we're going to the second round of playoffs, and anything can happen. You know, this thing here, you're not talking about regular season. There's no tomorrow. You know, you only have one chance to win this thing, and you have to take everything right now, everything you have, and go all in. And if you do that, you're going to be fine.
And Greg was talking earlier about the drops and saying he hears about it when he comes to the sideline.
Oh, yeah, we kill each other. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, the thing about it is when we kill each other, we know that we just got to put it out of our head and just go back and make the next play. Because regardless if you drop a ball, you're going to go back and make another big catch that someone's going to say, well, you remember you dropped that one? Yeah, but I just won the game. Who cares, you know? I don't think you worry about those. I think you block everything out and you just go out there and play, you know? In my career, I tell people all the time, if you stay around long enough, I'm going to drop another one. It's one of those things, you know? It's not like you go out there every day saying, oh, I'm going to drop a ball. You're focused on the ball. It's just sometimes when you try to make a play before it happens, you end up dropping it. And our goal right now is just to stay focused and make sure that we make every play, because now we got to make sure that everything counts this week.